A community on the North Island's west coast is reeling against proposals to ramp up snapper fishing in the area. Following a complete depletion of snapper in the area at the beginning of the millennium, stock levels have rejuvenated and now MPI wants to increase catch by as much as 133%. But people living on the Kapiti coast, including fishers, mana whenua, scientists and environmentalists, say the proposal could cause huge damage to fish stocks and the environment. Our reporter Harry Locke and cameraman Samuel Rillstone went to see them.
You can hardly see it because of the rain that is currently sweeping in off the west coast, but that is Kapiti Island just behind me. And within the shore between here on the Kapiti coast and Kapiti Island, there is a protected marine reserve.
Beneath the waves of the marine reserve, life is abundant, colours vivid, habitats undisturbed. Go diving and you can find blue cod, hermit crabs, finger sponge, kelp, jewel anemone and redolith. Ben Knight is the chair of the Guardians of Kapiti Marine Reserve.
Kapiti Marine Reserve is like an oasis. It's the jewel, the hidden jewel in the Kapiti Island crown. It protects a really diverse range of actually very fragile and very biogenic habitats. So habitats that support a lot of life and that provide shelter, refuge for juvenile aggregations of fish species, blue cod, snapper, that kind of thing.
Fishing for snapper around Aotearoa is divided into six different catchments. Snapper 8 is the second largest one. It goes all the way from Cape Reinga in the north down to just below Kapiti Island in the south. Stock levels of snapper in Snapper 8 have been through a turbulent time over the past few decades. An assessment in 2005 showed a near total collapse. Stocks were just 8% of what they would be if the area was completely closed to fishing.
Locals here really noticed that. So we went from having an abundant local fishery where people could go out and catch snapper efficiently to not being able to catch snapper. They were virtually gone from the area. So the Marine Reserve proposal was about protecting the really high value biogenic habitats that we have out here around the island. And it was about rebuilding the stocks over an extended period of time.
It worked. Alongside tight regulations on how much snapper could be caught, there was a snapper resurgence. It's estimated current stock levels are around 54%. As a result, the Ministry for Primary Industries is suggesting a loosening of the net to increase the amount of snapper that can be caught. Current catch is limited to around 1,800 tonnes, but the plan has options to increase it by between 72 and 133%. Some on the coast are aghast at the suggestion. Professor of Marine Biology at Victoria University, Jonathan Gardner, says increasing fishing will impact the reserve itself.
One of the things that we found from data at Taputuranga in Cook Strait is that 20 years ago, the numbers inside and outside were sort of at a level, and inside the marine reserve, we had twice as many, we have twice as many as outside. And 20 years on, the last monitoring we did, that ratio is still true. Twice as many, whatever, blue cod, butterfly fish, whatever, inside as outside. But the numbers have come down. So this fishing pressure is, although it may not be in the reserve itself, is taking fish out of the reserve generally.
Members of the Guardians are urging patience. Carl Weber, whose whakapapa is the three local iwi, Ngāti Toa, Te Atiawa and Ngāti Raukawa, lives on a small island on the eastern side of Kapiti Island.
As soon as the stocks go up, you know, really you need a bit of time to ascertain, are those stocks going to stay up? Or is it a seasonal thing? Or is it just, is it seasonal or changing environment? So it's a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction. And from my perspective, it seems like it's more leaning towards commercial rather than ecological and recreational.
And sort of cultural values as well?
Yeah, and the cultural values. We don't seem to have too much say, and I think we should do.
Have you had any say?
Not really, no.
Local fishers are worried by what could happen to stocks if commercial trawlers come into the area and start taking snapper. Charter fisherman Neil Paferman says it has happened in the past.
There was a while when there seemed to be a fair few boats working in the area. There must have been some boats from outside of the area working, and they seem to have an impact on the Terekē stocks quite heavily. They'd all be working the same area, so we could see what was happening.
He's worried if catch allowances for snapper goes up, the same thing could happen.
And we don't want to be going out to our good snapper spots and just catching a couple of fish, you know. That's not good at all. That's what could happen. And the area depletion, like I said earlier, if there's some bad weather and all the boats are congregating around here, they could clean the whole area out quite easily.
MPI says within 5 years, under all options, fish stocks would be maintained at around 57%. But after 10 years, the projections do estimate a drop-off. The Guardian say it's not just about the stocks, but about the damage trawlers can do to the habitats which surround Carpity Island. Professor Gardner is in the process of mapping the 25,000 hectares of seabed which surround the island. He estimates there are 18 different habitats. Trawlers, if dragging nets along the sea, can completely decimate them.
We know that there are black coral colonies there. So black coral is an animal. It takes a tree-like form. They're very fragile. Anybody runs a dredge through those and they're gone. And they may be 200, 300, 400 years old. We don't know. They're quite, some of them quite big, and some of them will be hundreds of years old. And as soon as they're hit and damaged, they go, that's it, they're lost.
MPI says it's received more than 10,000 submissions across all the proposals and are working through it. Any changes to the snapper catch allowances will begin from the 1st of October.